The term hidden children was not coined until, I think, shortly after 1947-48, when the Diary of Anne Frank was found. The Diary of Anne Frank is the first concept that we had that we had to hide as children for being not responsible for who we are. In other words, the idea that because we're considered pariahs, anathema, whatever you want to call it, marginals, we had to be hidden in order not to be exterminated. That whole concept of hidden children just is a concept that transpired after World War II with the finding of Diaries Anne Frank. I never heard the expression until about 1948-1949. You would talk at the dinner table, what happened to you during the war? I was in hiding. Oh, good. Pass the salt, please. It was trivial. It had no meaning. Of course, after Anne Frank's diary became world famous, the world realized that there was such a thing as a hidden population, children primarily, because even children were considered anathema. So here I was, a hidden child amongst millions of hidden children. I'm sure that every war has a group of children who are in hiding, but nothing equal to World War II. Amongst the children in Jamwang, I doubt if maybe three of us or four of us ever found our parents. It was such an exclusive situation. My father, he was arrested in October of 1943, and he was taken from a place called Malines to Buchenwald, which is Weimar, Germany. It's a city where Goethe was born. Goethe is a German writer. The whole romantic school of German literature, Klopstock, Schiller, Goethe, in that particular geographical area of Germany. In fact, when my father was taken to Buchenwald, he met a professor of German literature who said, "Isn't it nice to be near such a concentration of romantics?" And he realized quickly that it was a concentration camp, that it wasn't a concentration of romanticism. And 18 months' experience is revealed in his book, Beyond the Last Path. He was liberated by General Patton's American Army in April 11th of 1945. This is the same day that Franklin Delano Roosevelt died. So here was an exuberant moment of liberation, and at the same time, the Americans were in their state of despondency. It's a sad moment for them. So there was sort of a conflict here, celebrating liberty and at the same time commemorating the death of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It was a very sad period for the liberators. Shortly after, we had our first meeting, and before too long, in 1946, we came to America. One of the first immigrants to come to America right after World War II. My father had his mother, his two sisters, and two brothers who came to America in the late 30s, just before the war. Alain Beffroidur came to New York City in March of 1946 to raise money for his camp, which called Le Camp des Enfants de Tervuren. This was a camp for children who came from the slums of Brussels. He wanted to give them an opportunity to breathe fresh air, to get out of the slums. And he found this opportunity. He said, "Did you know that there is a Henry Weinstock here who you hid?" My God. So we went to the Belgian consulate in Rockefeller Center on the 3rd of April, 1946, and we hugged each other. And then, of course, it became a mediatic event. At that time, there was no television newscast, but there was the radio, ABC, WCBS, and, of course, the New York Times, the New York Post, and there were all sorts of journals. It says, "Boy reunites with his savior from the Gestapo." And that was a very moving moment. I will always remember those people who, at the risk of their lives, did what they did with no recompense, just having a clear conscience. And I just wonder, those on the other side, those who did what they did, that's what frightens me, that they may not have a crisis of conscience. You can rationalize whatever you do without a crisis of conscience because you have this ideology, this passion, this ferocious tenacity, which is beyond me. So you try to reconstitute the little bits and pieces, and you find the goodness in the human condition. Just like Anne Frank's very last pages, she still believes in the humanity in us. I think that's the most important thing, to be sensitive, to be gentle. Always put yourself in another person's shoe. Even if that person does not agree with your philosophical sentiments about the meaning of life, respect it. What else can you do? We have only one mortal existence, and we have to assume that it should be done as harmonious as possible.